Good morning. It's October 4th, 2023, and this is the work session of the Board of Island County Commissioners. Just an announcement to remind us all that the board will meet for 5 executive sessions as allowed under RCW 42.30110G to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment. All sessions will be held in the administrative building in room 116. The first session begins at 9:30. And is expected to last until 11 a.m. No announcements anticipated. Second begins at 11:15, will last until 12:15 p.m., not a.m. Look at your script. I'm not staying here till 12:15 a.m. The third session will begin at 1:30 p.m. The executive session is expected to last until 2:30 p.m. with no announcement anticipated. The fourth session will begin at 2:45. Expected to last until 3:45 with no announcement. The fifth will begin at 4 p.m. and is expected to last until 4:10 with no announcement. May go later. We don't know yet. Okay, I'm going to not make that announcement at the end of our time today then because I just did it.
You can just say we're
over. Yep. And we're going to begin with our capital improvement plan amendment.
Hi, this is Connie Bowers, the Public Works Director and County Engineer, and I have with me Ryan Beach with the Facilities Director and Fred Snodderly, our Assistant Public Works Director, discussing a proposed amendment to the 24-29 Capital Improvement Plan. I believe most of these items have been discussed with the board earlier, especially the first three, which includes adding $33,600 each year to line T-2 to fully fund the actual cost of the facilities project specialist in REIT 1. Adding item number two is adding $150,000 for 24 to line 05 in the facilities department for the jail assessment study in REIT 1. Adding option number three is adding $21,301 for 2024 to line 08 for the IT department capital improvements program for the audio upgrade for the commissioner's hearing room in current expense. Option four is adding $118,600 each year to the facilities program for an additional facilities project specialist in REIT 1. And option five is changing the purchase of the solid waste compactor from 25 to 2024. In line 07. I know I ran through that fairly fast, but be glad to take questions or go through anything in more depth. And all those can be mixed and matched in whichever option the board would like to move ahead with.
I guess I have a little bit of a sequencing question. So it feels like we're making supplemental decisions outside of the supplemental process by taking this step now.
These were included in my supplementals for the budget.
Yes, but those are asked. This is a decision to put these into the plan. So I feel like we're being asked to make supplemental decisions.
This is a little bit of a chicken and the egg thing because it has to be included in the capital improvement plan. Some of these, right?
Yes.
And so to be able to include it in the budget.
So
for 2024. So that does make it difficult to have it in one and the other.
Can we, this is a capital budget amendment.
It can be amended again after you have your deliberations.
So what happens if we don't include the supplementals and then we decide to include them? We do an amendment at that point in time, correct?
The capital improvement plan would have to be amended again.
And what happens if we approve them here and we decide in doing the supplementals that we can't, just to pick on Ryan, fund both of his positions?
I think you could do a contingent approval, contingent on your supplemental decisions, that it would be included, and make that decision on those supplemental items at that time for the capital improvement plan.
When are we approving the capital improvement plan?
It will
the current plan has already been approved.
Right.
But so this is an amendment. Can they do an amendment of all of this after the budget is approved?
Yes.
So it can hold time. Off and do this after budget deliberations and then do these adjustments at that time.
I mean, I appreciate knowing that there's capacity for this in the funds. I just would feel a little bit better to see all of the supplementals holistically, because at least I try not to make decisions just based on what funds can support growth and which ones can't, but overall needs. I mean, otherwise I would just pick the option that includes everything and put it all in there. And then we would just decide individually not to spend money. But what we have traditionally said is if it's in a plan that we've approved, you don't have to keep bringing those individual steps back to us.
Right.
So approving the plan is approving the expenditure. And I don't know that we fully we've received supplemental information. And we ask questions about the, I mean, Susan and I have talked about this, about process too. We receive supplemental information. We ask some questions about that. The board has not deliberated on any supplemental decisions yet.
Right.
And so it's a little preemptive to say we've got to put this in the plan based on supplemental requests when we've yet to have our conversation about, is this where we really need to be headed? I mean, I don't have major concerns. Probably it's the sustainability of the positions over time that I have the most concerns about. The one-time money drawdowns are less concerning.
Yeah, that was my only, if we had debated here, I was debating on your second project specialist is whether I could commit to a 5-year when I don't know the future. And what the needs may be, or should I just commit to 1 year? When I was thinking this, preparing, was I was kind of on the fence of would I have committed to 5 years of the second specialist or 1 year, and then we reevaluate like we normally often do on supplementals. You know what I mean?
So let's plan to bring these amendments back after we pass the budget, if that's not going to mess the budget up.
Well, we could probably do it concurrently once you have deliberated on the supplemental requests.
Okay.
And then we circle back to this document here. A couple of things on this. The first one is to fully fund that position, and that position's already in the budget, but it's full. That difference is being funded by current expense right now. So just a little clarification. And then on the audio upgrade, it's paid out of the IT capital replacement fund. The IT capital replacement fund is funded from current expense, which also gets funded from the overhead. That money is already there, so we won't have to increase the transfer into that fund because I've already done the cash flow analysis on that, and it would already be supported, which is something that we're going to talk about on next Wednesday as well. So just for FYIs, it's not for any deliberation today.
On the jail study, we had talked about taking that $50,000 that we had held for the sheriff for a couple of years to do law and justice needs assessment and putting that $50,000 towards the jail needs assessment, building off of that initial report that we got from NMBGJ.
NBBJ.
But this says $150,000.
Yes.
So I will tell you and Michael that I am becoming increasingly concerned about our love affair with consultants and the price tag we're putting on their services. That the reason Island County has such good fund balance is because we don't throw money at things. $150,000 to do a needs assessment, not architectural design, that's too much. And I'm saying we need a new jail. And I know it's going to cost money. And I'm going to need to be convinced that that costs $100,000 more than our initial estimate. That is conversations and space planning. What is it that we're trying to do? How much space does that program space take? How many jail cells do we think we're going to need? And then we're going to have to look at the land that we have available and figure out what footprint we have. This isn't architectural design. Architectural design will be $1.5 million above and beyond that at minimum. This is just to figure out what we need. $150,000 to figure out what we need. We got to tighten up the soft costs on these things. We got too many consultants running around this place, and I don't like it. It started out at $50,000 at the start of this budget process. I've got colleagues committed to $50,000. I don't have them committed at $150,000. So this is the first time we've seen $150,000. That's kind of my point, is when it gets, these cost increase gets snuck into things.
This wasn't asked from the board. And the previous...
Can I ask that this be discussed another time? Because absolutely, we do have a short schedule today. And I do have another item that I'm trying to get through. I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're bringing back the whole thing. So, yeah.
Okay.
I would suggest people come into my office on the one-on-one, especially if I'm using my political capital for a $100,000 cost increase.
Okay.
And then Fred will be talking about this next item.
Okay. So the next item, I'm going to try to get through this quick because it's a four-part step process to procure a new compactor and get it delivered. We are trying to beat Surrey, BC in the production line. So the very first one on this is the cooperative purchase agreement with King County. They recently have purchased the SSI compactor, and that is the one that we are trying to go after too. So this would be a piggyback. By signing the cooperative purchase agreement, you'd be piggybacking off their contract. It'll save us time and effort and money to actually do that. So you don't have to go through the formal bid process. We can piggyback off of their contract. The second part of that is to use solid waste fund balance for the down payment on the compactor. There's a 35% down payment required to actually start the process of building our compactor. So that would be a $700,000 ask out of our current fund balance, which is sitting at $2.2 million at the end of August. We checked on that, so we can't afford that. That'll leave us a fund balance of $1,500,000, which is operating capital that we can take care of for the rest of the year. Third, it'd be an additional use of the fund balance for the incidentals to actually get the compactor installed. There'll be some concrete work, a little excavation, and some electrical work to actually get that put in. I've estimated that at $100,000. So that's an additional ask out of fund balance of solid waste. And then the final is a loan request for the road fund to actually use $1.3 million of road fund to buy the compactor. And that'll be paid back over a five-year period with a 3% interest added to that. So we evaluated our current tipping fees, and the income from that we'll be able to pay that back, as we've done in the past with our septage plant upgrade. That was a road fund loan that we paid back over a five-year period at $300,000. So we're sitting in pretty good shape. These are the steps that I need to get in place and get approval from the board to move forward with this.
And only, I think, the first two today and the other two can come back at a later time, but we're looking for that piggyback contract and the down payment to be
correct.
Board is good with us moving forward.
And if we beat Surrey, BC in the order, we could actually have this delivered at the end of July of 2024. So I know it's a priority type ask to get the compactor in, so we're moving as fast as we possibly can to get that here. So Connie is right. The first two are actually the very first steps that we need to take on this. So I'll need board approval to proceed with that. I do have the cooperative purchase agreement attached to my memo this morning to get that moving.
I'm good with it. We already talked about how expensive this is going to be and what a pain that we have to do this, and acknowledge that it has to be done.
Okay. That's as fast as I can do it this morning. Sorry.
Thank you.
The rest of us didn't speak.
Sorry.
And I have a couple questions. Yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
I want to go over the total budget for this, because my anxiety went up slightly as you talked about step one, step two, step three. We can do that. I was prepared on the interlocal and those first two parts for today based on looking at this last Friday. So I just have a slight, this is a lot of money and I want to just walk through it one more time.
Sure.
It's whether or not we do it at the border. I do. So I want to go through it. I'm fine with the interlocal. That made sense to me and where we started with this. And then the rest of it, Commissioner, do you have any other questions?
I mean, you can't pump the brake once you put the down payment.
Right.
Down,
so I know.
You're buying it.
I know. You can, because there's other people that would want it. It's not a unique to us item. So if we decide next month,
get our money
next
back.
Year, yeah.
It would go on to Bury.
And Bury. Yeah, Surrey.
Surrey.
Mm-hmm. Surrey, BC.
Or somebody else. There's a lot of people looking for them. Okay. So it's no, you're not overly committed.
But we don't have many options, and I recognize that. It's just as I listen, I just have to, because all these really big ticket items, I do feel like I have to run it through in my head, think about it. We don't have a lot of options, and I know that. But Fred, just for my personal, I'd like to just go through it one more time.
Sure. Okay.
It's not a big deal. It's just needing to make sure I have all the details in my head, and I've asked all my questions. Okay.
So King County recently purchased 4 of the SSI compactors, 2 of which are much larger than what we're wanting, 2 actually fit our needs. By piggybacking off of their contract for the purchase of these, we'll save time and money as far as having to go through the formal process of putting out a bid. It takes a lot of time to get those back. And then there's only actually 2 producers of compactors. One is local, which is SSI on the west side of the United States. The other is coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, which is the compactor that we currently have, more expensive. So this is actually the right way to go with this. RCW allows us to actually piggyback off of other people's contract as long as you have that cooperative purchase agreement signed. So hopefully that explains that a little more. It will speed up our process overall.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the quote that we have from SSI basically requires a 35% down payment to actually start production of the compactor that we're looking at. So we're estimating that at about $700,000. We have $2.2 million in our solid waste fund balance currently at the end of August. $700,000 of that could be used for the down payment of this to get the process started. That would leave us a fund balance of $1.5 million. We are very, very comfortable with that number. Actually, we could actually go lower, which is the other request to use another $100,000 out of that fund balance to take care of the incidentals as far as electrical and concrete work to install it. But that comes in 2024. It's not a today ask that we have to get that moving.
So going through the first 3 points. Right. Of, you know, and you end up with the balance of 1.4, where, and then we got to the borrow from road funds,
right.
And you'll pay that down through the tipping fees.
Right.
That part of the conversation, because that was the $1.3 million price tag,
yes.
Which you're going to pay out of tipping fees. That's, yeah. That may be what I most want to talk about. Yeah. So, because the other things in order all make sense to me. I agree with Commissioner Johnson that, you know, we've left the barn on this one.
Right.
But I want to think that through because we did a solid waste assessment, 5 years ago, Commissioner?
Yeah.
And so we don't want to keep raising rates, but I also want to make sure we have sufficient revenue for the things we're doing.
So we do. I actually had Lynn in our accounting office for solid waste run some numbers for me over the past couple of years. We are setting at, and I don't like using the word surplus, but we do have we are continually adding to our fund balance at a rate of about, I think the last number for the last month was $464,000. So that's where we're sitting above what we need to actually operate.
Okay.
We run at about a $1.2 million cash flow that we need for operation. Our operational cash flow needs to be at that level. So we are going to be above that, even borrowing from or using some of the fund balance to bring that down. But we are consistently above break-even point as far as money to be repaid. Earlier this year, or last year, actually, you approved a resolution to raise our tipping fees by the CPI for the solid waste and collection. Solid waste handling and collection on the CPI. So this year's increase is going to be 6.9. That was based off of the April. That's the month that we picked. We agreed to pick April as our break even, or where we're going to look at this. So in April, it was 6.9%. So that'll be an increase coming in the 1st of January. So everything is set to actually increase our solid waste tipping fees by the CPI for the next 5 years. That's going to keep us well above what we need as operational cash flow, pay our bills, and it looks like everything is very positive at that point.
So what's in the packet that's going to go to consent was the cooperative agreement, and then the other three items will come back. Yes?
The first two need to actually be consent items. So the cooperative purchase agreement and then the use of the fund balance for the down payment.
Well, yeah, you need that. That makes sense. Okay.
The other two can come back. As we look at that, that'll be a 2024 items. That's when we will need that money.
So Susan will bring back a budget adjustment for the $700,000. We did discuss that in advance. It has to come this year because we're doing all of this. So that there's no action on that item until you bring us the budget adjustment, but the board is willing to move forward with that item. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions that I could answer real quick?
Nope.
That was good.
Thanks.
Sorry for the overrun.
No, fine. We just keep plugging along.
That's me.
All right.
I don't care about the library.
Are you good with that? Okay.
Yeah, we're all okay.
It's just an official. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Would you like to discuss item number two? Would you like to move that to November 1st?
The item number two was the LTAC recommendations, and I had a concern with one of the recommendations from the committee. So I wanted to raise my concerns with my colleagues and then see if you want to discuss it today or move it. The Freeland Chamber submitted exactly pretty much the same application for this year as last year, and yet they did not perform the items in their contract from last year this year. They did other things and build other things than what was in their contract. So I had concerns about the recommendation from LTAC to fund their application when it was literally just a copy of the previous application and they didn't do the activities they promised last year. So I, at this point, until I have a chance to talk with you both, was a no on that one recommendation.
I can answer that, or we can wait till November and answer that.
You can answer it.
So trying to find where Freeland is on here. I think they asked for a whole lot of money, and we, the LTAC, only recommended a portion of the money.
It's the last one.
The last one on there.
Without
yeah,
a
40.
Change,
yeah.
Without a change in the scope of services.
Yeah. They asked for 83. They're only being recommended for 40. But I want to tell you what happened last year. So and I know this only because Chet grabbed me after my Monday tea the other day. So they had planned to do the blueberry festival thing, and then there was all this construction happening at that corner. You probably have passed it, where the blueberry stuff is, and so they were unable to do that activity they planned to do. They used the money instead for a different activity. He apologized for having taken that action without asking the board if it was okay for them to take that action. He said they spent the same money they'd planned on spending. The one they served the same citizens. They had a big festival downtown or something.
But that is not good practice.
I know.
You don't just change a contract arbitrarily without going to the county. It's not that hard to have emailed the county and said, we can't do these things that are in our scope of work.
Sure.
So therefore, we're going to do this.
No, he recognizes.
So they're essentially out of compliance on their contract.
Yes, he recognizes their hand has been slapped, that they
how has it been slapped? Fund
because we, you and I, said, well, you're supposed to tell the board if that's okay, because we approved for one thing. You can't just go take the money and go use it for something.
But they took the money and used it for something that wasn't in their contract.
Yes, they did.
I think I'm comfortable moving everything forward and holding Freeland back and having a conversation maybe with Freeland.
Okay.
I mean, what I'm more concerned about is asking for significantly more money without changing the scope of work, right? So to me, that what too. That says is I'm asking for more money because more money's out there. Not that there is a justification for the need for that money. And it speaks to one of my concerns around these tourism marketing areas, which is we're pushing more money out there because we have more in these areas. And then the same organizations are just asking for a greater share of this money. But is that justification for what they're trying to do existing? I would have been more comfortable if Freeland had said, we want to do the blueberry event that didn't happen. And we want to participate in this event that we put money towards last time that we didn't anticipate putting money towards. That's an expansion in service and a justification for funding. So I'm less concerned about, just maybe because I know Chet and he ran a company, and so he's not used to checking with people. It's bad practice and they need to not do it. I'm less concerned about that. What I'm more concerned about is how is it that you asked for double the money and you didn't expand your scope of service?
So I would ask the board to consider moving all of them to consent except yeah. Freeland, and requesting Freeland come back in November to defend their request.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Can I?
I think Freeland needs to do a little more tap dancing.
So that's what we'll move to consent, is everything but the Freeland request. And I know it may change the numbers somewhat, but we can always rebank the numbers, and we'll bring Freeland back in November.
The committee did decide to take $500 from each applicant to fund all, and then they took the $40,000 from Freeland, so that every applicant was funded. So that funding part plays into Freeland.
The LTAC meeting where the people were given the presentations was really awesome. There are some very exciting events planned. Next year is going to be really exciting in Island County.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
So now we are adjourning. I'm getting my script. The meeting is recessed until 9:30 when we reconvene for an executive session. Thank you for taking my questions. I was frustrated.